Okay, Kirby, are you ready? Step out. Mountains, taking us through the Kirby portal today as we broadcast live around Australia via the National Community Radio Network and stream across the multiverse. Thank you. That's Camille Sauvage, who was a son of a railway engineer and grew up to be French clarinetist, band leader, film composer and arranger. He was born in 1910, of all years, so long ago. And then he did a whole lot of work for radio diffusion television in Francais for 5 years between 1948 and 1953. And he's still being sampled. His work that he's been doing for radio and TV is still being sampled today in mixes, dance mixes and things. Camille Sauvage here on The Curve with Gail and the Curvy crew. And our crew today includes Rona Geffen in Berlin, who had some very tasty treats from her travels that she's been going on over the last year to share with you. Clarice French Curves will be in Sunna there, doing some social media for us, and I'll be in Oz, assisted by the wonderful Electric Velvet, a new Kirby who you shall be learning more about over the next few months, I hope. And as well as that, we have our special in-flight guest this weekend, is the gorgeous Angus Powell in the UK, talking about his new album that is just being released right now as we speak. Curved Radio. Don't say we didn't try to warn you. To start out gentle, gorgeous journey with you. That song never goes stale in my mind. Joni Mitchell. I'm going to try and get on to Angus Powell in just a moment. Angus, if you're listening, we're just about ready for you. This is your 5 minute call. It's closer to that. Daniel Malingo.
Sí que sos, compadrito, nunca bajar del copete y solapar tus valores con finura y destreza. Se te agigantaron las partes para poder exagerar cuando canta la milonga en la sostiene la mano grande a poderla en calle tirar y para poder jugar de chico a los trenes de Veracruz y compré una edición de retorno. Te decían el ofre, dorsal, jetón, por el grandor de tus manos y por tu caripela de intimidad guamacú. Cerca el mundo cuando esté por aplaudir, no te quedes cerca el mundo cuando esté por aplaudir. Haceme caso.
Daniel Malingo from the album Padmeo Presents Tango Around the World, released in 2007. And this is Rona Geffen, who's coming up a little later on in the program.
If you can just pass the time, popping all the time,
Rona Geffen, her rhythmical addiction, which is from her very latest album. And Rona, as I mentioned, she'll be up here on the curve in about an hour from now. And we're supposed to also be talking to Angus Powell, who was there a couple of hours ago. He was nervous about being on time, and he was there about 4 hours ago, but he's not there now. I'm just wondering if there's daylight saving or something going on in the UK, which always confuses us. But we shan't worry, he shall be here when he's here, so we shall just hold on. Is that Angus? It may be Angus. Hold on a second, we'll just see if we can get that live straight to air. Hang on, let me see. Angus, answer the phone, Gail. Angus. Angus. Hello. Okay. Well, it is Angus, and he is trying to get through. And this is what happens when you have a live radio program. Little bits and pieces go awry and drift, and we still keep a smile on our face. It still keeps going. Angus again, trying to get what does Davis track first when we're sorted out to get back to? This is Abukaya. People, they got in contact with me here on the Curve about 4 weeks ago, and said they've got this new album and sent it to me. And I'm going to get in touch with Francois Asindi is the main person in there, and also a man from Australia who hooked up with Francois, and they're now doing fabulous work as Abu Kaya. Jim Sefo, S-O-F-O, is a film score composer and an Australian globetrotter who plays electroacoustic bass, who's linked up with Francois. So I'm going to be talking to Francois here on The Curve in a few weeks from now about that new album and playing you some more tracks from it. But right at the moment, we did get onto Angus, and he was there, and he was waiting. It's just something was going on with the internet, but that's all right. We're connected now, Angus.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We haven't spoken to you since you put out Monsters.
Yeah, it's been, it's a good couple of years now, isn't it? I think, was it 2015?
Yeah. And you've been travelling and recording, and I've been keeping an eye on you. How about you just fill in Kirby's listening about what you've been doing since we fell in love with Monsters?
So, yeah, I have done. I've actually come out your way. I spent a bit of time out in Australia.
You didn't come and see me?
I didn't. I was in Sydney for about 3 days, and it was kind of a blip.
I understand. That's where I'm based, in Sydney.
Yeah, the main thing was we were just seeing family.
That's all right.
My cousin is listening right now.
Oh, from okay. Canberra. Hello, cousin in Canberra.
It's Jane. Yeah, so we literally flew to Sydney for 3 days, then went over to Perth, and then went up to Exmouth, and it was kind of a bit of a short period in each year. But it was great.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Next time I come out.
So you came to Australia, but you have also been gigging about a lot. You know, Monsters, you were telling me you wrote, 5 years ago?
Yeah, maybe more than that. But it's one of those, we released it, and it's just kept on growing and growing as a track.
You're going to hate it in 10 years' time, you know that, don't you?
Yeah. I have days where I really hate it, where, I skip that. That's the one I skip on the album at the moment, but that's the one I most enjoy playing live, so, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. And it was really interesting about how Monsters really took off. Have I got the story right, how it got picked up by American TV series? Is that how it got sort of, and then it just took off into the stratosphere and now you're stuck with it forever?
Yeah, well, it got the first pitch you got onto, well, it got onto a TV show called Elementary, the one with Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu, the Sherlock Holmes show.
Okay, oh, yes. Wow.
Then it got onto a couple of other ones. Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was quite unexpected, but great. And it kind of really catapulted that track and me with it, really. And that was brilliant. And then from there, just other tracks have just been picked up and put in shows. And it's been great exposure for my stuff and just a really nice thing to have happen to music.
Absolutely. And did you get more work out of it, or did you just more people know you, or did you get invited to where the shows are? I understand some of them were in the United States that picked them up and fell in love with you.
A lot of them were in the States, so yeah. And then some of the other tracks which were on the EP I put out, they ended up in things. So there's been other shows that the tracks got into. I've even got into a couple of blockbuster films, which was, again, that was totally unexpected. But yeah, it's just nice. And what it has done is it's put my music all over the world, which it's reached out into places that I couldn't have got it into just as like a singer-songwriter with a few tracks on the internet. It's those shows went global, and so it's really nice because it's been great to get feedback from people in places that I had no idea my music was going to.
Yeah. But we'll play Monsters, and you can put your fingers in your ears if you like. Just so people can.
Can we skip it? Let's skip it. No.
We can skip it if you really want
to. No, you know, it's okay. I'm prepared for it.
Okay. Angus. I just love that track. I do apologise for making you listen to it again. But it isn't.
I love it. I don't. I kind of. I was giving it a hard time before. And, yeah.
Yeah. But the other tracks are all gorgeous too on your new album. Now, when was it released? Has it just been released? I understand.
Yeah, literally. So we it's kind of just had a bit of a subtle release. So it 29th of September is when it came out, and so we're growing it now. And that's the way we're going to work with this one. So, yeah, we're going to start promoting it from next month, really, or kind of early of next year, and to just kind of really push individual tracks out there and subtly drop them in places.
Yep.
Kind of take a different approach to this album, really.
Okay. Now, it's called Before the Grey.
It is.
And it is available now, but you'll be promoting it sort of next year. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's around now. We are promoting it, like, subtly, but it's more a case of we're going to slowly grow this one rather than kind of throw everything at it all in one go.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Let's have another track. Let's have a track from that new album. I mean, Monsters also appears on the album, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It had to go on the album, that track.
Yeah. And is it a different recording, or is it the same recording? Or
did it's you say the same recording, actually. We did try and rework it, because that original recording was something I did a long time ago. I recorded it in my bedroom using really, quite tinky-tonky equipment. But it didn't work.
Oh, okay.
And we tried to record, we tried to redo bits on it, put some more instruments in. It just lost something, so we went back to the original, which is lovely, really.
Wow. And you were telling me a little while ago that Monsters was written in a time when things weren't fabulous for you. So it's very interesting how when you hook into that as an artist into something that's really churning you up, and you can actually hit a universal sort of, I don't know, a universal vein that everyone can really relate to when you're coming out of truth when you're in that space.
I think the thing with it is that everybody has monsters, and it kind of, whether they're, you know, they're kind of monsters that you don't want to see or monsters that you do want to see, everybody can relate in some way to having monsters. And I think that's why that kind of, everyone kind of can make what they want out of it, or they can kind of transcribe it into however they feel.
Yeah. But and some people, if I was thinking about monsters, they go, you know, scary bits. But you actually sound quite angelic when you're singing it about monsters. There's something, I don't know, it's just absolutely intriguing, and just it just hits the gorgeous vein. So, yeah. But the other tracks do too. It's that voice you've got. I'm sorry, you're a bit angelic, Angus. That one as well. Now, the next track, Shiva. What's the story behind that?
So again, Shiva, I wrote Shiva. This was a track that took me a while to write. I wrote it whilst travelling. So a lot of this song was written in the UK. Some of it was written when I was in Indonesia. And it kind of, I finalised up on it. And that's the way that it kind of came out with that in that kind of form. It's a song which is a kind of, it's about, for me, I never really tell too much about what my songs are about, but it's kind of a bit more like a, for me, it's like a realisation. It's kind of being very focused on something and knowing that you're missing things around the outside. And then every now and again, freaking out because of thinking, maybe I should try and be a bit more normal. And then you try and be a bit more normal, and then you think, this isn't right for me. So you end up going back to where you were. It's a bit of a cycle. Does that make sense? Yeah, you probably won't get that.
Thank you.
Angus Powell and Shiva from the new album that is sort of out. It's called Before the Grey. And Angus, you were just saying that this is the first radio airplay that the album's had.
It is, yes, it is. I should have told you that before starting into it. Yeah, this is the radio debut.
You are totally a curvy. You know that now. Your understyle is a curvy. I just love that. I love an exclusive.
Next time, next album, come straight to you.
Beautiful. That's what I like to hear. Now, we were just talking before you, that track was on, about the fact that when you travelled, you weren't actually travelling to play, you were just travelling to travel and to be, to soak up influences?
My brother, who lives in Northwest Australia, we decided that we'd meet halfway, and that kind of just fell on. We started in Bali, and just from there, we just travelled around Indonesia. And at the time, I was doing a lot of writing, so because of taking 5 weeks out, I thought, well, I'll just take as much equipment I can with me so I can do writing on the road. So I took my little travel guitar, and we just travelled around and spent time. We stayed in homestays. We did it really cheaply. We hired a very clapped-out old, like, kind of 4x4, and we drove around, and we strapped all our bags and the guitars to the top of the truck, and we just drove around, and we toured, and it was just lovely, really. But I think I just had time to think and time to kind of, that's what I was able to write, because I just didn't have, like, the busyness of London on top of me, or worrying about having to, like, cover rent, or working every hour every hour that I could just to try and stay put in London. I didn't have any of that. It was just really nice. I could focus full on the music.
Beautiful. And so this album, a lot of this album was written in Indonesia, the lines. This next track, you said, was very much, you found a lot of...
This track, Lines, because I've been playing around with this. This one and Shiver, actually, I've been playing around with before I went. And just, I spent a lot of time just kind of playing them, changing them, tweaking them. Different places we go to, like I'd spend days sitting on the beach, just kind of doing nothing but watching the fishermen, and that kind of playing the songs and reworking them. And I definitely think it changed them. Whereas they're not necessarily about Indonesia, they definitely have a part of the whole atmosphere, like, in them. Thank you.
Angus Powell and lines from his album Before the Grey, the very brand new album from Angus Powell and the first airplay in the world for the album. Angus, you had your EP, you went travelling. Now, how did you happen to actually get an album happening? Did you say you travelled to Wales or somewhere to record it?
Well, I'm from Wales, so kind of I do a lot of recording at home. I'm kind of based everywhere. Really.
I'm confused. You've confused me.
Bit of a vagabond.
Ah.
Yeah, so I live sort of, my parents live, one lives in Wales, one lives in London. I travel backwards and forwards. Wherever I feel like being at the time, really. But Wales is where I go to do recording.
Oh, okay. And is there any special reason why you record in Wales? Apart from being from Wales?
I think it's... I just feel a bit more connected to it. I feel a bit more creative there as well. Close to the beach, spend a lot of time near the water, and I think that helps me with my writing, definitely. A lot of my music is about stuff like that, about, like, there's water mentioned probably in nearly every song. So I think that's a big point. And, I think I'm connected to Wales just because that's my route, really.
No, you were saying that you liked getting away and stuff because of the frantic lifestyle of London. Were you living in London at the time and then travelling to Wales and back to do the recording? Or
Yeah, I've lived in and out of London. So I've lived in central London. I've lived like right bang in the middle of it. And I've just always found that I love London. I think it's an amazing city. But yeah. I find that to sustain living there, you have to put every bit of creativity on the back burner, because to pay things like your rent to live in London, it's so expensive. You find that you're working, you know, really long hours, sometimes seven days a week, just to try and keep that. And by the time you have time to do anything, the last thing you can think of is picking up a guitar and writing a song. So I think London is great, and it's a lovely city, but I much prefer being a tourist in London than being a resident.
Yeah. You were saying up here that you were travelling 2 hours or an hour each way to get to the recording studio.
Oh, so yeah. So with the album, like, that a lot of that was recorded in a studio environment, different from the EP. So I worked with a great producer called Paul Mosel, and he has his own studio. It's in a place called Great Malvern, which, again, it's not London. It's not built up like that. It's kind of... Yeah, it's a nice town, which is 2 hours from my home in Wales. So I would drive there every morning. I'd get up really, really early and drive. I'd have to drive through, we have a mountain range called the Black Mountains. So I'd spend time driving through the Black Mountains in the morning just to get there, like, early doors for recording. And then we'd have a day of recording. And then I'd drive home late at night. So I'd find that 2 hour journey, I'd spend most of my time kind of finishing up my parts or making sure that, you know, I was focused for the day ahead. It's quite nice, actually, because I'd drive, and just as the sun would be coming up and as I'd be leaving, the sun would be setting. So, yeah, nice.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Now, you've got a little team around you to make the music happening. Is it your company that's called Halogen?
Halogen are the team who I now work with. So they're made up of a guy called Christian, a guy called John, and Paul, who I've just mentioned. So, yeah, they kind of... I've been working with them now for a good couple of years, and together, collectively, they kind of have every sort of thing covered, really. So Christian deals with all the A&R, Paul does the production, and John also does some of the guitar work and the bass work, but he also does a lot of mixing as well. So as a team, it's a really strong unit, and they kind of look after the everything down from the publishing at the moment and to the label side of stuff as well. So yeah,
I love that.
Guys, to work with.
It sounds like a group of people working independently and making things happen.
Well, that's it, really, because that's the whole beauty of it, is the fact that we haven't got to rely on other people, or it's all part of a unit, so it's all self-contained. So yeah, we're able to do it as we want, because we haven't got to run by Norse's rules. It's
fabulous. Angus, we could talk all night, you know that. We both get the gabs on, and but we actually have to close down now, and I have to wait till the next album till we talk again.
Well, I've been promising you that acoustic, which I'm gonna drop you an acoustic version of something as soon as I can get in the studio.
Yes, please, because I love the one you did of Monsters, the curvy edition of Monsters. Yes. So yes, please, much appreciated. And we'll play one more song before we go. This is one of the ones that you're going to be focusing on over the next while, is it? Putting it out.
So this is the track that at the moment seems to be the front runner off the album, and this one we're going to start pushing it probably on. Well, at the moment we're just in plans as to what to do with it, but you know, there'll be a video and all that to this track, and then we'll see where that goes from there. But yeah, this one is just a bit different for me. I wrote this on a piano, so I think this is why this sounds quite different to the rest of the tracks. But everyone seems to, yeah, people seem to come back to me and say, oh, I really like that track.
from his new album. It's the first time anyone's heard it anywhere in the world. It's called Before the Grey, the album, and that track, It Pulls Me Under, and Angus is going to be sending us a lovely special Covey-licious acoustic version of one of those tracks, which I'll play for you as soon as we get hold of it. You are on The Curve with Gail and the Covey crew. We still have coming up in a little while from now, about 15, 20 minutes, the fabulous Rona Geffen in Berlin, who has some stunning tracks to share with you that she's picked up in her travels. And let me see, where shall we go from here to take us up to the news for the people who are listening nationally? This is another Curved Radio contributor, the gorgeous... It's a gorgeous night tonight, isn't it? Very gorgeous. The gorgeous Misha Alperin from the Moscow Art Trio sent us this. We must get Misha on the line soon to have another chat with him, see what he's up to, what shenanigans he's up to. In the meantime, on the green grass, a cup of cottage cheese from Moscow Art Trio. Misha Alperin here on The Curve as we broadcast live around Australia via the National Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. Don't forget, coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we cross over to Berlin and speak to Rona Geffen, who has, as I mentioned, some fabulous tracks to share with you. To take us closer to that, this is James Black. We'll be right back. James Chance, and that album was dedicated to Anya Phillips, who was his girlfriend and his manager at the time. And she was quite an interesting person. Her father was a general in Chiang Kai-shek's army in China. And then she moved to New York, where she worked in films and appeared in things like Angus Poe's The Foreigner. She was a dominatrix at CBGB's. She managed Lydia Lunch for a short time. She designed clothes for a while, some of which Deborah Harry wore. And she was also the co-founder of the legendary New York nightclub, the Mud Club, along with Steve Mudd and Diego Cortez. Phillips had an influence on fashion, sound, and the look of the New York-based no-wave scene of the late 1970s. Unfortunately for such an amazing woman, she actually died of cancer in 1981 at the age of 27. You're on Curved Radio with Gail and the Curvy Crew. Today we have Rona Geffen coming up in just a moment from Berlin. It's another Curvy Crew favourite I'm going to play for you. This is especially for Mr. K. Mr. K discovered this group when another Curvy Crew member introduced them to us. Riz Maslin in the UK introduced us to the joys of Annabelle Lee.
Can you show me, please?
Bridges Annabelle Lee. Don't forget to check out their cleansing album if you can get hold of a copy of it. It is totally magic. And coming up in just a moment, we shall have... I have been talking about her all night, and yes, she shall be here very soon on your radio. And love this girl, Laura Marling. It must be one of those nights because we just had Rona on the phone and we just lost her again. So the internet goddesses are testing us, but I think she's back. Are you there, girl? Rona?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, my phone is shitty.
Your phone's shitty? Is that what you said? Oh, darling. Oh, darling. Rona Geffen in Berlin on the line, and her phone broke, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was live.
Rona, you've been busy again, working lots, and you did promise me that you're going to come back with all this fabulous music from all your travels and everything. We haven't spoken to you for a while, so we're just about to get the first taste of those goodies you've been sourcing.
Yes. Yes, we have music from New York with Indian inspiration and with music with Spanish and Balkan inspiration and some pure drumming from all over the world. So, yeah, as always, very eclectic. Or at least I tried.
Fabulous, fabulous. Which one do you want to go with first?
Maybe let's start with Rivita.
Yep.
And While the Love is Gone. So Rivita is a New York-based musician, and she's also a filmmaker. And the video is actually just won Best Video in the Indian Video Festival. And she's releasing a new EP really soon, like 21st of November, and this song will be part of it. It also includes a remix, and I'm sure you're going to post the video as well on your site. And yeah, this is a new song that she released really recently, so While the Love Is Gone.
You were so proud. All the holes blinking in your eyes, making you clean up silent eyes, hiding in your own escapade. You were all right. You were all right. Oh, no.
Rona, that was great. A nice track.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, this is a great music that I'm exposed to on female pressure. So if there are any electronic artists out there listening to us and looking for a network to communicate with other women around the world, so they're very welcome to check out Female Treasure and share their work and be exposed to other works and music. It's very nice.
And that's a huge network now, isn't it? Because I remember when you lot first started it, and it was started because there was very little recognition of electronic artists around the world, of women.
Yeah, actually, it started like 20 years ago. Electric Indigo funded it. And,
20
now
years ago? I didn't know it was that long ago.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's just accumulating more and more members. So now there are over 2,000 members in 75, I think, or 79 countries around the world.
Wonderful.
And it's growing. Yeah. So I guess it was much harder, 20 years ago to communicate. But so it's really good. It's a really good network, and it really helps, you know, to be a part of a community, in a supporting community.
Absolutely, and we got you from Female Pressure, and we got a few curvies from Olivia Lavelle came from Female Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working.
Yeah,
it's certainly getting the word out. Listen, do you know Electric Indigo?
Yeah.
Oh, could you say that we'd love to talk to her?
Sure.
Or maybe you could even talk to her. Here I am moving over your curvy duties into interviewer.
Well, I could, though I do think, you know, because I know already the history, so maybe it will be... Well, we can discuss it and see.
We'll talk about it.
Yes.
Sorry, I just sprung that to you live to air, but that's the sort of girl I am, so that's okay.
It's now written down on my to-do email list.
On your huge to-do email list.
Endless to-do email list. Yeah.
Rona Geffen. You're fabulous.
Thank you. Okay, but I think we should move on to someone else who's really fabulous.
Oh, you're very professional too. I love that.
Yeah.
Go girl. Go on. Go girl.
Well, so Mara Montenegro, she released an EP in August, and we're going to hear the first track out of it. It's called Elevation. I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm sure. But it's a combination of electronic music with Balkan influences, and you're going to hear it's very... First of all, it's a great track. It's very fun. I played it already in a few parties. People love it, so if there are any DJs out there, I really recommend go and download this track and use it in your sets. The EP is called Ser, S-E-R, and so Ser is to be in Spanish, and in Armenian it means love. So she says to love is to be, and it's part of a research she's conducting on sound and music, and I know she also does sound healing. So really interesting artist and musician, and this is a beautiful track, Tamara Montenegro.
Thank you.
Oh, Rona Geffen, you are... We're talking to Rona Geffen off-air, so I missed that track. I'm going to have to listen to it in the car again, which is how I do listen to Curved Radio, so I can listen to it as a listener. But, Rona, you're so busy. You are so busy. I'm always surprised that Curved Radio contributors keep on coming through and doing their curvy spots, because what's this? You've got a show in France. You think you're working towards a show in Brazil. You're probably recording stuff, because you always are. So, first of all, and you've got a new album out, or a newish album out that we spoke about last time. So, all right, let's tick these off. The show in France. What's happening with the show in France?
Well, the show in France is actually a stereo from the show of what I did on the 4D sound in Budapest a few months ago. So it's a concert of sound healing, actually. So originally it's a geometric sound, but here it's going to be just in stereo because you can only do 3D sound on a 4D sound system. But it's a concert of sound healing, so with the celestial, with tuning forks calibrated to sounds of the planets, and also based on numerical sequences, which according to my research is something that is very important and like we relate to in a very basic level, naturally. So that will be in France, in Nantes, this week, in like a few days. I'm very excited about it. I haven't been to France in a while, so it's always nice to go to France. And then the other shows coming up are of my usual set, so much more hardcore techno.
Oh, okay. So you not only record and sing and write, you do the DJing stuff, and you do it. You do the 4D, which people don't even know what you're talking about. It's so far advanced. And you studied sound in Prague.
I was doing a residency in Budapest with the 4D.
In Budapest, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the 4D sound is just it's a sound system. It's very new, and then you are in a actually three-dimensional sound space. So it's very, very interesting. It has nothing, it's not, nothing to do with stereo or surround. A lot of people think it's like surround. It's really not like surround. It's much, much more advanced. And I think it's the future of sound. I mean, it's just gorgeous to be inside sound. When sound is 3D,
how do you mean? Do you mean it's like, is it like standing in the street and the sound that surrounds you there? Is it a capturing of that sort of effect, or what do you mean?
Yeah, so then sound sounds much more in a natural way. So it really like everywhere around you. It's not coming from up front of you or behind you. It's just like how you would hear it, I don't know, when you walk outside. So it's
okay.
Just everywhere.
Okay.
And it's almost visual. I mean, it's so present that it's almost visual. It's really amazing. I really recommend. They just opened, actually, a new compound in Berlin. Yay! In Funkhaus Berlin, the opening will be in the beginning of December. So if anybody's coming to Berlin, they should definitely check out Monom, which is the compound where they have the system, the 4D sound system. And if there are concerts, just definitely go, because it's a completely new experience of music and sound in that way. It's just mind-blowing.
Wow. Thank you, Rona Geffen.
Yeah. My pleasure. I'm just completely in love with this system.
Well, I'm fascinated now. And so you were in Budapest and you learned about all this, and then you created is that where you created the show and then you took it to France?
Yeah, I created the show for that. So it's actually it's this kind of sound healing three-dimensional concert. That works with geometry and math and intention.
Wow.
And light. So combining all this. And then now I'm taking this show to France. But, well, we don't have the 4D sound system there. It will be on stereo, but still it's very intense to the composition with these sounds that are really, well, we just relate to them because, you know, we are Stardust, so that those frequencies we know on a very basic level. So once we hear them, it's really calming and grounding and, yeah. So taking that to France, we're going to see how it works. Very excited about it.
And it's Nantes, and if people, is it Nantes? Is that how you pronounce it? I'm not sure.
I know how to say it in Hebrew.
Say it in Hebrew.
Nanet.
Oh, that sounds nice too. So if people want to go to the show, can they go to your website and get more information about it there? If people are in France.
Yeah, sure. They can go to my website and then it will be under the sound is the scenery. And for the show, I guess, yeah, either my website in the section of live or on Facebook, there is the event.
Beautiful. Rona Geffen, it's always a delight. We always find out much more than we knew before we started talking to you. And the music that you choose is always very, very interesting. And how about we end with one of your tracks?
Yeah, so the next one is a track by me that I released last month. It's called My Rhythm Line. It's also kind of part of this research. It's like the song that is the idea or the concept of the project, because the project is meant to bring to conscious expansion. So this song is about how we can be whatever we want to be and just keep on working on ourselves and improving and, you know, just listen to ourselves and our intuition and our own. Each one has their own rhythm line. So just follow that. And I think once you follow your own melody, things should work out, you know? And the idea with this song is everything is drums, because I have this thing like that drums will rule the earth is a slogan I go with for years. And I wanted to have drums from all continents. So from Brazil, there are the Alfea drums by Sunny Est and Esther Gonzalez Vidal and Ronan Bon Gamba. Bonna Gamba. I'm sorry. Ronan Bon Gamba. So they're doing the Alfea drums with the heartbeat. And then Novax is playing the Rebuka and Udu and Castanets and Djembe. And it's just, yeah, everything about the rhythm and beat.
I'm
Rona Geffen from her very latest album. And check out her website if you want more information about all the stuff. Rona was talking about You Are in the Curve with Gail as we ease our way towards the end of the program today.
Thank you.
blend of breathtaking Swiss landscapes, Polish sweet melancholy, and Tunisian street frenzy. We're talking about Amin and Hamza there, and that's from their Fertile Paradoxes album that has only just been released on the world music label in the UK, ARC. And we haven't heard from Clarisse for a while, but she is on the line at the moment from France. Hi, Clarisse. We're just going to say hello because we're just about ready to close the show. But I just wanted to let people know you're going to be on Curved Radio next week.
This is Clarisse from Saint-Nazaire in France. Yes, it was a big long time I didn't came on Curved Radio, but I have many, many things to do. I'm sorry. But it was a pleasure to be there, and I'm really happy to be back next week to present some new tracks from France, of course, and yeah, the Standard Waves.
Well, we look forward to that, Clarisse.
Yeah, I will be very happy to be there, and I can talk more next week if you want. Because now I am trying to post a track for Curve Radio.
Get back to work.
Get back to work. Yeah, and I will done next week. I will put in my head that we have changed the cut.
Oh, yes.
No problem. I will be here on time.
So are you doing daylight saving over there? Because I know that we changed the daylight saving here a while back, but when it starts changing in other parts of the world at the same time, it gets very confusing.
Yeah, and it's very funny today because I hear Rona, who has came in Nantes next to my town, and I talked to Marguerite, and really nice time on Curved Radio. Even if I don't put tracks today, it's a good time as always.
And I know you'll come up with some good tracks next week, because you always do. So we'll talk to you next week, Clarisse, on the Curve.
Yeah, I say anything, it will be a surprise from France.
Matter of time.
Sharon Jones was working on as she was battling with pancreatic cancer, and a great loss she was to the world. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and the album, of course, Soul of a Woman. It actually comes out on the 17th of this month, and it's in a few days from now. If you want to get hold of it, it is magic. Sharon Jones was magic, one of the great singers. We're about to leave you now. I must thank everyone who took part in The Curve today. Thank Rona Geffen, who spoke to us from Berlin, and Angus Powell, who spoke to us from the UK, and the fabulous Electric Velvet, a.k.a. Marguerite, was in the studio putting up social media tracks for you. And so was Clarice in France. Together they got it, haven't they? That was very good. Clarice in France and Electric Velvet in the studio here in Sydney, in Australia. And, yes, we might just leave you there and we'll take you again. Next week, I'm going to leave you a track from Archie Roach. This is a very, 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 very special track. This is an Archie Roach track from the album he wrote about his wife, Ruby, who also passed away. This is a song called Kuratunga. It's a scene where all the elements of a marvellous piece of musical theatre come together in one single poignant moment. It happens during Archie Roach's performance. And he's singing, and throughout the song, images of pelicans drift on a river, and it's projected above the stage. And just as he utters the final lines of his lyric, one pelican takes flight and skims across the river's surface. And a simple, poetic image, and a high symbolic one, speaks of the natural beauty of the Murray River and its inhabitants, which just happens to be where Ruby Hunter was born. It is her land. It reflects the concerns of our time and of the dream time. It does indeed mirror the grace with which Ruby Hunter recounted her life story and the hope that she held for the future of the river and of her culture. I leave you with Ruby Hunter and Archie Roach. And the album Ruby with the Australian Art Orchestra. Thank you.